So, hello everyone. It's nice to see you all. And a very nice feeling I had sitting here, started from the beginning, was influenced a little bit by the light in this room, and that there were just a few of you compared to what we used to do for Wednesday mornings. And I liked both very much. The two came together. And there was no guided meditation. Aren't we lucky? And just sitting here peacefully. And what it evoked for me, this idea that when this Dharma practice, the Dharma practice is meant to become something very personal. At some point, we practice on our own in our daily life. And at some point, we don't need to have people around us to practice. There's some idea that I don't necessarily prescribe to this, but that there's a spirituality is how you are. Is found when you're alone, or say it differently, that when you find you're living a Dharma life when no one's watching you, when you're living an ethical life when no one ever knows that you're being ethical, when you're practicing and you're not practicing for anyone, you're just okay, this is good, I'll practice because practice is good, the Dharma is good, and I want to be connected to it, or settled in it, or something. Something like that. So, of course, it's wonderful to practice together in community. It's wonderful to feel supported and feel the companionship, and that it is also a collective path we're on. But I think that when at some point the maturity of practice, one of the ways to see it in people and know it in us, ourselves, is when we're going to do it regardless. I talked to someone yesterday who seemed very dedicated to the practice. Involved for a good number of years, and I was trying to get a sense of the person's, you know, how central the practice was in the person's life. So I said, what would happen for you if you came to IMC one day and I said, you know, I made a big mistake. This whole mindfulness thing is just doesn't really work. You know, it's not. You know, you should just drop it. It's nothing. It's not really important. It doesn't really. You know, it just doesn't. You know, it was a big mistake to do all these teachings, and I revoke it all. And you know, it's. You know, just you should just stop. What would you do then? That was the kind of what I asked this person. And then the person just thought about it a little bit and said, "Well, I think I'll just keep practicing." I found so much value in it. It's so important for me to have this practice of being paying attention and settling in, and you know that it's just valuable to do. And well, the person didn't say this, but I can imagine someone saying, "Well, I'm sorry for you." And the idea is that it's. At some point, we know it for ourselves. At some point, we have the confirmation. We have the certainty that this supports me. This is better than the alternative. Of course, I'll practice. Maybe if I'm on my deathbed and I have to die alone, if that's what's happening, of course I'll practice. I mean, that seems like what else could I do? What else? You know, I can't think of anything better to do. And so the practice becomes one's own, and the practice becomes something we do in our privacy, the privacy of our life, regardless of what other people do. And anyway, so that made me very happy sitting here with all of you, and all of you, with, you know, the few of you, depending how you look at it. And I appreciated that you were here and you could be doing something else. And all of you I've known before, and I think it's in you. You're here to practice. And it's good to practice in community, but I just felt this sincerity and this you know, that here's a group of people in this wonderful light, this great space, and if I declared I made a mistake, maybe you would kind of, your eyebrows would go up, or maybe your shoulders would go, oh, well, that's, but hey, that's too bad it didn't work for him. So thank you for this very much. So we have time for the walking and the sitting and the practice discussion that some of you signed up for. And the plan is to do them here in the gravel on this side next to Hopkins. But if anyone, especially if you're this, if anyone can't do that, let me know. Can anybody, does that work for everyone to be in the gravel? Then so let's meet there. That way the parking lot can be for walking meditation. And then, so enjoy your time. Thank you.